Hey there, welcome back to the 2% Solution. I'm Di Manuel, your guide on this journey to making small changes for a massive impact on your health, happiness, and overall well-being. Today, we're diving into a goldmine of joy, the World Happiness Report 2024. You might wonder, what does the report have to do with me? Well, it turns out a whole lot. So grab your favorite drink, get comfy, and explore the world of happiness together. So picture this, a kaleidoscope of happiness where each turn reveals a new pattern of joy across the globe. This year's report on happiness shines a light on an incredible tapestry of happiness, weaving through the highs and lows of life across different countries. And don't worry, I've linked to the various articles as well as the happiness report itself. So if you want to dive into some of the things I'm sharing today in this episode, jump in there. I think you'll be blown away with the amount of detail, but also some of the big ahas that this report provides us. Did you know that in places like Central and Eastern Europe, people are reporting a sharp rise in happiness? Meanwhile, over in North America, there's a bit of a plot twist. The younger crowd feels less chipper than their older counterparts. It's like the world's giving us this rich, intricate puzzle of happiness to solve. It's fascinating, right? Now let's zoom in on something that caught my eye. How our age shapes our happiness. You might think our golden years are about reminiscing the past, but the report reveals something uplifting. As we age, happiness doesn't just fade away. For many, it gets better. Imagine that. This beautiful arc of joy is waiting for us as we journey through life. So whether you're in your roaring 20s, fabulous 40s, or serene 60s, there's always a spark of happiness to look forward to. Have you ever wondered who's nailing this happiness thing? Let's take a cue from the happiest folks living in those top-ranking Nordic countries. It's not just about the cold weather or love for hygiene. Their deep sense of community, trust, and equality sets them apart. They have this incredible recipe for happiness we can all learn from. It's about creating meaningful connections, fostering a sense of belonging, and valuing everyone's well-being. It's time to sprinkle a little bit of that Nordic magic into our lives. Now, all right, action time. How can we dial up our happiness? Well, here's a few happiness hacks for you. First up, connection. Reach out to someone today. Make the call. Send that text. Human connections are like sunlight for our souls. You know there's that person that you haven't touched base with for a long time. Why don't you just reach out and say, hey, was thinking of you today. How you doing? And just see what happens. Next, let's talk kindness. Doing good for others isn't just nice. It's a turbo boost for our happiness. Can you remember the last time you did something nice for somebody without even thinking about it? How'd you feel afterwards? I bet you felt very fulfilled. I bet you felt happier and more joyful. There's something too, doing good for others. So, hey, get on it. Today, I invite you to do one thing for a random stranger. Maybe in line, grabbing your next cup of coffee. Buy the next two people behind you theirs. And don't say anything about it. Just do it. And just see what happens. And don't forget, keep that curiosity alive. Learn something new, be it a hobby, maybe a language, or even a new dance move. I mean, gosh, my kids are still trying to teach me TikTok, figuring it out anytime soon. But hey, you know what? I believe everybody can learn a new dance move. I'm working on it, okay? I'm working on it. So small steps, big smiles. And a few closing thoughts, you know, and just like that, we've taken this whirlwind tour through the landscapes of happiness together. Remember, this isn't a far-off destination. It's right here in the little moments that everyday choices and the connections we cherish bring to our lives. Let's keep seeking those 2% improvements in our pursuit of joy. I'm Di Manuel, cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining, keep smiling.